Here's Buchanan. By firing off 5 dozen Tomahawk missiles at a military airfield, our America First president may have plunged us into another Middle East war that his countrymen do not want to fight. Oh, but if you live inside the bubble cocoon that is the, quote, conservative, close quote, Fox News, or if you've existed inside the talk radio mafia cocoon, they all want war, baby. War is awesome. We are a warlike people. Nay, scratch that. We are a barbarian-like people. You know, it's not hard to envisage or envision. Well, no, it is, because our leaders are pansies. They're not real men. They're cowards. If they were real men, they'd stand up for what is right, good, true, and beautiful, and just. You know, I just referring back to earlier today when we talked about, is it possible that there can be that democracy can exist at the same time as just war, in the same place, indeed, as justice, with a capital J. And as that essay that was reading to you earlier from Dr. Stanley Horowitz, that it is democracy itself that makes unjust war possible, nay, probable. He even asked the point, why did we attack Iraq in 1991? That was at the end of the Cold War. We had an army. We had a military. Let's use it. Yes, let's. Why did we attack Iraq in 2003? Well, number one, who was going to stop us from doing it? Number two, we've got all this, you know, hardware and military firepower left over from the Cold War. Why not use it? So, why not lob some Tomahawk missiles at the Syrians? And then claim, without any evidence whatsoever, and without presenting any evidence. As a matter of fact, today at the UN, Vladimir Putin representatives stand up and demand it. Where is the evidence? Where is your evidence that Assad launched the missile strike with the gas? What do you have, Buchanan? Oh, by the way, here's what they have. They got nothing. They got guts. They got gugutza.